Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use no-doubts continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 1st in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 of 2, and our goal is always to promote God, family, and country, protect life, liberty, and property. The supreme law of the land is the solution. Checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant. That's why we believe revolution is not necessary, but restoration. Using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, is the blueprint for liberty and is the answer. Welcome to the broadcast. Kurt Crosby with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, sir. Last hour, we talked about an update on the Carson City, Nevada road trip with Cliven and Ammon Bundy and crew. And by the way, I started out the first hour today telling everybody we're quitting the program. It was just an April Fool's joke, okay? Just kidding. Just teasing. We never give up the fight for liberty, ladies and gentlemen, never. So on one hand, I'm teasing for an April Fool's joke a little bit, but I'm also doubling down on the reason we do what we do. Okay, this is not an elective choice for us. We believe the Almighty has asked us to stand for liberty. We believe it's a duty to our children. We believe it's an obligation. And I wish others would consider it such as well. We talked about Cliven Bundy and supporters. We were a couple of them. Stood in favor of AB 408. That's the bill. The states' rights bill, if you will. The property rights bill in the Nevada legislature now. We were in Carson City. The CSPOA stands for property rights with the Bundys. Sam has the opportunity to speak at the rally and testifies before the Nevada legislature on behalf of the CSPOA. Utah political leaders are pushing Congress to okay web sales tax at Deseret News. They want to kind of double down and make people believe, Kurt, that somehow the average American is for increased taxes. It's bogus. Okay, political leaders are pushing Congress, but they want you to believe that the rank and file just wants a tax increase, and I don't think so. We ended the last hour talking about if their goal is to have parity between brick-and-mortar and online businesses, why don't they reduce brick-and-mortar taxes? That'd be a win for the American people as well. But I don't think their goal is parity, Kurt. I think their goal is control, and their goal is to make sure government has more money and the families of America have less money, and that's the travesty of this whole thing. All right, Kurt. Have you ever heard of a company called Progrection?
Progrection? No.
Yeah, Progrection. Progrexion.
Okay.
Well, it turns out they're hiring 240 work-at-home positions, Dateline Salt Lake City. What do you think of that?
Well, that is, what we talk about quite often. Working from home is a pretty good idea. You know, you've got less travel, all that kind of stuff. It's true that there are some, jobs available. Now, folks are going to have to be qualified, if you will. But, it's good to see that when they come up,
Now, it's good to see the jobs, I agree, but it's kind of a sad reason to have a job once you understand what Progrection really is, Kurt. Progrection, Dateline Salt Lake City. Progrection, Kurt, is a provider of credit repair services in the United States. They have announced a recruitment drive to hire 240 positions. They're going to allow people to work from home. They say that has some tangible benefits. And it can be a real lifesaver for those who cannot work outside the home, especially those who have small children, said Jeffrey Johnson. He's Progrection chairman and CEO. They say you got to have a private workspace. You got to have a desk and a chair. You got to have a reliable internet connection as well. They, meaning the company, will provide all the necessary phone and computer equipment to make the job happen. And I guess they're hosting three-week training sessions to get people up to speed. And I guess they got in West Valley and Provo. They've got two training centers there. Progression.com/careers, Kurt, is where you can learn more. And I bring it up just because I think it's a phenomenal opportunity. I really hope that people can get jobs and do well, especially from home, Kurt. I think these are phenomenal opportunities. And Progression is the website, Kurt. I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that is a piece of good news, Sam. Good job.
I mean, those kind of news stories are so hard to come by. And I know people need employment, Kurt. That's why we do it. And, you know, I don't know if it only works for those folks in Utah or what. If you can work from home, it seems like you'd be able to do it from anywhere. But all right, Kurt. There's an advance in U.S. stocks, Kurt. Do you know what's leading the way? Any idea?
In stocks?
Yeah. In other words, the stock market's going up. Kurt, you want to know why? Or who's leading the way?
Yeah, why?
They say energy companies are leading the way. They say energy companies lead in advance in U.S. stocks. So that just means all's well. Dateline New York. They say that energy and healthcare companies led major stock indexes higher. The stock market's going up, Kurt. Everybody's just loving it. I mean, are you loving it, Kurt?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the old McDonald's saying, you know, I'm loving it, you know. But what I would like to ask, Sam, is if we had honest money, where would the stock market really be? And, would we be loving it then?
Kurt, you're just raining on my parade. Come on. I mean, I was telling you everything was awesome, and you're just saying it's not. I mean, what's up with that? All right, folks, Kurt's telling the truth. But the mainstream press wants you to believe that energy company and healthcare companies, they're just leading the pack. Stocks are going up. Everything is just fantastic. But Kurt's saying, hey, there's a fly in the ointment. It may not be true. And what would it really be like if we dealt with the reality? Let's talk about this reality, Kurt. The IRS is abusive as all get out. But the IRS is committing some fraudulent acts these days, Kurt. When the IRS uses fictional names to sign notices of liens, Kurt.
Let's see, a fictional name. Wouldn't that be, what's it called, fraud?
Well, yeah.
As far as I know, if you use a fictional name in dealing with the government, you're going to be, you'd probably be held on fraud charges. What's good for the goose? You've heard that phrase.
Yeah. Now, Kurt, this is kind of fascinating because I've been battling with the city of your city, the city of Cedar Hills, Utah. I wanted them to sign an affidavit confirming that they've delivered all their emails to the city business emails to the city for archival purposes and grandma request purposes, etc. And these guys wanted to give me a declaration, not an affidavit. I said an affidavit's vital. And they said, no, come on, this declaration's fine. It's really the same thing. Affidavits are only really used in court. And they went on with these lies, Kurt. And I doubled down and said, the IRS makes me swear under the penalty of perjury via affidavit, not a declaration, every single year on my taxes. Well, now it turns out that the court accepts from the IRS declarations instead of affidavits. Yeah. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, do I think it's a surprise that the city isn't, cooperating, if you will, or, you know, going back on their story? Not a big surprise, Sam. No.
Now, the other problem is the IRS, not only do they, you know, sign under fraudulent names, not only do they delete or they force you under the affidavit penalties, but they don't want to be under the same penalties. But it gets worse because they pull numbers out of the air too, Kurt. They don't have any factual evidence for the off on the numbers that they say taxpayers owe. Now the IRS.
So they don't use the real numbers? They first use fake names.
Yes, sir.
And then they just come up with whatever numbers they want?
And the numbers increase the more you write them and try to claim that you're correct, the worse it gets.
This is so shocking, Sam. I've never even heard of such a thing.
Yeah, and then the IRS also violates privacy rights and exposes Social Security numbers everywhere. Federal marshals appear on properties without a deputy sheriff and try to evict people.
They wouldn't do that now, would they?
These people are flat-out stark, raving, mad, crazy, Kurt, at the IRS. Thought I'd tell you that. Quick pause, Sam and Kurt. News the networks refuse to use. Straight ahead on your radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. David A. Clark, Jr. He's a sheriff in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And Sheriff David A. Clark of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, has a suggestion for those who are protesting against the police under the slogan Black Lives Matter, Kurt. Now, make it very clear, David A. Clark Jr. is black, Kurt. Okay? Now, I don't care that he's black. I care that he's a good moral person and a friend of mine. But the reason that I bring up that he's black is because this is his response to the protesters, their Black Lives Matter slogan. If they are truly concerned about black lives, then they might want to consider moving their protests to the front of abortion clinics where black babies are being killed every single day by medical men and women in white coats. He nails it, Kurt. The sheriff, who is black, appeared in a CNN interview. Did you hear this, Kurt?
You know, I didn't know about the David E. Clark interview at CNN.
I think it's CNN. The host there is called, what, Poppy Harlow? Is that right, Kurt?
Like it was, Poppycock?
It was December 26th. Well, that's one of those strange things, Kurt. Like, you got the host, Poppy, giving you a bunch of poppycock on CNN. Wow. Now, Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. also says, hey, I don't believe that cops are abusive. He said he'd be willing to discuss the police brutality if someone were to provide hard data stripped of the emotion. In other words, I don't want to hear all your emotional stuff. I want to know facts. He said, then let's sit down and have an objective discussion. In 2012 and 2013, for instance, David A. Clark Jr. said, hey, believe it or not, listen, 80% of the murder victims were black. But 70% of those charged with their killings were black too, Kurt. So what you got is primarily a black-on-black inner-city crime issue. Now, Harlow cited a recent CNN poll, so this is kind of interesting. The host quotes their own company's poll that shows 42% of non-whites in the United States believe that police are prejudiced against blacks. But this is part of the emotional problem that David A. Clark Jr. points at, Kurt. Clark says, you show me the facts. Well, now they just said, well, they got a poll where blacks believe there's crime by whites against blacks, or police officers are abusive, etc. But that poll doesn't relate to the point that David A. Clark is making. This is where the mainstream press deceives you. Clark says, show me evidence where cops are abusive to the people where it's not justified, how often that is. And it's really not that often, believe it or not. And David A. Clark Jr. standing up for that. Now, I disagree with David A. Clark Jr. a little bit because I think that the cops are over the top many times. But it's not an epidemic like the mainstream press or the extreme patriots want you to believe. Okay, the truth is there's a lot of good cops. And the amount of actual hours of police duty simultaneously put in by many, 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 many police officer Americans, there's very little problems, really. It's just that we've made a mountain out of a molehill when it comes to the mainstream press covering this stuff. But CNN can't answer the charges David A. Clark Jr. sets forth. So they go, well, we took a poll and black people believe that the cops are against them. Well, I don't even know how relevant that is, Poppy. You're full of poppycock. Clark says that there are a lot of lies and myths spread about police officers. Many of those have political agendas. Since 1999, for example, Kurt, police use of deadly force is down 75%, Sheriff Clark said. In 2011 and 2012, 386 white people were killed by the police, while only 140 black people were killed by police in that same period, Kurt. So I'm just saying, let's put out the data. Let's have an objective discussion, minus the emotion. Clark said it's police who are in the trenches every day trying to stop blacks from killing each other. Now, this is a black man saying this. The black police officer saying, hey, man, the black sheriff, I should say, we got blacks killing each other all over, and we're just trying to stop them. Now, Poppy Harlow asks David Clark Jr. about the controversial tweets that he sends to the New York Times. He sent them to reporter Mitch Smith, suggesting that the protesters really aren't all that concerned about black lives. Yeah, if only these folks were asked by the media about all the black-on-black killings, then how would they respond? Did you say that in a tweet, Barlow asks? Now, David Clark doesn't really back down. He says, yes, I did. When I hear these things like Black Lives Matter, the only people who really believe that statement are the American police officers who stand in the line of duty in the American ghettos every single day to keep people from killing each other. So, all right, I did say that. If we're going to talk about this, let's discuss the black abortions. If we're going to talk about lives matter, what about all the blacks killing each other? And what about the abortions running rampant in our country at taxpayers' expense? There you have it, folks. David Clark taking off the gloves, Kurt. What do you think?
Well, you know, one thing about him, if you're not familiar with him, you can go to the CSPOA.org website and, you know, you can see his presentation at the National Press Club where Sam introduced him. And, you know, Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., it's a modern-day John Wayne with, I guess you could say, a little more of a tan. You know.
Yeah, now a brother from another mother, Kurt.
Yeah.
Another black gentleman. It's called Praise from a Black Pastor. So it turns out that Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, that's the founder of the Los Angeles-based Brotherhood organization. It's called Of a New Destiny or Dawn. Anyway, Jesse Lee Peterson applauded the Milwaukee sheriff's statements, claiming he's absolutely right. Peterson hosts a radio show. By the way, it's a good radio show, too. He's on at the same time we are. He also oversees a private school, Kurt, and he ministers to black people in L.A. and other places in prison and who are struggling. And he writes an exclusive column for WorldNet Daily every week. And he had nothing but praise for David Clark's statements. This black pastor, Jesse Lee Peterson, David A. Clark Jr., is 100% correct. If black lives matter, why don't they shut down some of these murder factory clinics? And why don't we talk about black-on-black crime? And why don't the political leaders who like to take advantage of the blacks and use them for political purposes at the NAACP and other places, why don't they stand up and talk about black-on-black crime? And well, there you go. They say Planned Parenthood has targeted black families for years for abortion. Over 70% of their clinics are in inner cities. So if black lives matter, why don't they stop this insanity that happens every single day? Jesse Lee Peterson doubles down and says, out of all the abortions in the United States, Kurt, 36% are performed on black women, but only 12% are black, Kurt, in the nation. In other words, triple the rate is the point. Peterson said 1,300 black babies are aborted every single day. Did you hear me, ladies and gentlemen? 1,300 black babies are murdered every single day. And we're not going to talk about that when we discuss Black Lives Matter. David A. Clark Jr., Jesse Lee Peterson, both black gentlemen, but in my humble opinion, patriotic Americans and friends of mine. Standing for the truth, baby. You got to dig it. I support them.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues. So you got two black gentlemen in America, in my opinion, humble, God-fearing patriots. I'm blessed to call them friends, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about one of them being a Reverend, Jesse Lee Peterson, the founder of a brotherhood organization taking care of black youth and helping them. The other one, a sheriff, David A. Clark Jr. So Peterson and Clark talk about black babies are aborted every day. Believe it or not, the black women represent about 12% of the population, but receive 36% of the abortions. Just flat out hostile abuse to black women by Planned Parenthood. Most of their clinics are in inner cities. And Clark basically called Sharpton a vulgar human being. I kid you not. He is divisive and he spews hate, Clark said. It's because black life doesn't matter. And black Americans need to get over their, quote, blackness and return to character building, they say. Most blacks suffer from a lack of moral character, and that is not a race issue. They need to return to God. They need to return to what is right, not relate to color. And they need to have accountability. They have to get over their blackness, and that way you'll be able to judge people on character, not color, said Clark and Peterson. In my opinion, this is some of the best double-down reality check statements I've ever heard. They say that high moral character would require you to get married, raise your own child, and not depend on the government for anything. Peterson says he does a lot of work with kids in the inner city schools and the juvenile detention centers. And it's getting worse because people are not getting over their color. They're not working on building character. We need to work on educating them and loving them and teaching them to be personally responsible for their own agency and actions. So Peterson's advice to the younger David A. Clark Jr., what does he say to do? Well, if I were advising David A. Clark Jr., says Jesse Lee Peterson, I'd say just keep doing exactly what you're doing, buddy. Tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth. That's what Jesse Lee Peterson says. Now, Jesse Lee Peterson, in my opinion, a stellar gentleman, doing an absolutely brilliant job. Very impressive. Tell the truth, which I know Clark is going to do anyway, Peterson finishes. What do you think of that, man? Now, they're going to say I'm a racist, but am I allowed to even report on this, ladies and gentlemen? Am I allowed to even tell you what they really said, huh? He finishes by saying, you know what? Never mind the name calling. And don't allow the intimidation to stop the truth from coming out. I encourage him to stand strong. Tell the truth. He's absolutely right, 100% right. I think that was tremendous, tremendous counsel. Just tremendous. All right, how would you like to hear David Clark for yourself? All right, he rips Eric Holder's attitudes about the cops at a Senate hearing. This is David A. Clark Jr. doing this, folks. Listen to this.
Morning, Chairman Grassley and members of the Senate Judiciary Committee and Ranking Member Leahy. I'm honored to address you this morning about a frequent news topic, American policing at the local level. These hearings are focusing on the confirmation of possibly the next Attorney General of the United States, Ms. Loretta Lynch, and I wish her well. I want to spend some time critiquing outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder's tenure at the United States Department of Justice and use it as the framework as a way forward. The mission statement of the U.S. DOJ says to enforce the law and defend the interests of the United States according to the law. Let me repeat that. According to the law. To ensure public safety against threats foreign and domestic, to provide federal leadership in preventing and controlling crime, to seek just punishment for those guilty of unlawful behavior, and to ensure impartial administration of justice for all Americans. In my 36 years in law enforcement, I viewed the United States Department of Justice as an ally in pursuit of justice. Local law enforcement has always been on the front lines in preventing and controlling crime and seeking just punishment for those guilty of unlawful behavior, as the mission statement of the DOJ implies. What I have witnessed from the Department of Justice under the leadership of Attorney General Eric Holder has been almost hostility toward local law enforcement. I've seen this in both public statements made about the profession and some of the policy decisions that treat police officers as adversaries instead of allies in the pursuit of justice. Partnering with local law enforcement agencies and ensuring the fair treatment of all Americans in the pursuit of justice are not mutually exclusive. What we all witnessed in Ferguson, Missouri back in August was a tragedy, an unfortunate incident for Officer Darren Wilson and citizen Mike Brown. What followed, however, compounded that tragic situation as people across the United States converged on Ferguson to exploit the situation for self-serving purposes. Suffice it to say, that was not America's finest hour. In the days and weeks that followed in Ferguson, Missouri, the police-related use of force was forefront in the national news. What was called for at that moment, when the U.S. DOJ inserted itself early into the process, was an appeal to reasonableness, responsible rhetoric, and cautioning against a rush to judgment. Instead, some very powerful people made statements that only heightened rising tensions. Unfortunately, race is, has been, and will always be an explosive issue in America. The incendiary rhetoric used by Eric Holder created a pathway for a false narrative that then became the rallying cry for cop haters across America. It sparked unjustified hatred toward America's law enforcement agencies and its officers. Without a shred of evidence, a broad brush has been used to unfairly malign the reputation of the profession of policing in the United States. The accusation has been made that our community's finest systematically engage in the practice of targeting young black men because of the color of their skin. That claim is patently false, and I reject out of hand the mere suggestion of it. If I'm wrong, then someone needs to show me the evidence. Officers at the local level put on their uniforms and go out every day to make their communities better and safer with which to live. Without them, our communities would collapse into utter chaos. The world that our officers operate in is complex, dynamic, uncertain, and one where, unfortunately, things can and do go wrong. When that happens, the American law enforcement officer needs to know that after a thorough and transparent investigation, the facts and evidence of a particular case will be applied to the rule of law standard for a decision about their actions. After putting their lives on the line, they do not deserve a standard of false narratives, preconceptions, misconceptions, emotional rhetoric, or racial demagoguery. Author and scholar Thomas Sowell said in a thought-provoking piece on the rule of law, if police are told, who are told that they are under arrest and who refuse to come with the police, cannot be forcibly taken into custody, then we do not have the rule of law when the law itself is downgraded to suggestions that no one has the power to enforce. So where do we go from here? How do we get beyond this damaged or frayed relationship between local policing and the U.S. DOJ? My suggestion is for the next U.S. Attorney General to articulate clearly a renewed commitment to rebuilding trust with local law enforcement. That involves open lines of communication with an emphasis on listening to the suggestion of law enforcement executives. And for the nation's sake, please stop undermining the character and integrity of the American law enforcement officer. Next, resist at the federal level to interfere with local police training standards. Our cops, no, in fact, far from it, but they are our community's finest. Every community is unique in what will work and what will not work. We already have state standards for training. Finally, I want to speak on two emerging issues on the radar screen in criminal justice, sentencing and prison reform. Any discussion about reform in these two areas that does not include a counterview about the consequences of this short-term technical fix and its impact on crime victims will have a catastrophic consequence in an already stressed black and Hispanic communities. The recidivist nature of criminals will cause more minorities to be victimized by violence, similar to what happened this past summer in Milwaukee to Sierra Guyton, a 10-year-old girl shot in the head and killed while on a school playground. The shooters were career criminals. The black community does not have the support structures in place for an influx of career criminals sent back into the community or to deal with the habitual criminals who currently reign terror in neighborhoods. Adding more crime and violence to that mix will only bring more misery to the overwhelming number of decent black law-abiding citizens just trying to get through life against already great odds.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to David A. Clark Jr., Sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. When we come back, I want to double down and triple down on his words and give you some insight that I find personally valuable. Hopefully you will as well. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I agree with David A. Clark Jr. I know sometimes cops are overzealous and it's a problem. And we need to create accountability and training for that. That's what the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is all about, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to help with this, if you want to provide real solutions, do your best to support financially the CSPOA. They're truly training police officers to realize that the public at large is not their enemy. They're being trained that they are. It's a sad deal. But we're making progress. We're educating. We're really making a difference. We're reaching out through the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Your donation is certainly welcome at CSPOA.org. Anyway, David A. Clark Jr. basically talking about, hey, you know what? If Black Lives Matter, let's look at the abortion clinics to stop the black murdering of babies. And let's look in the neighborhoods, the ghettos, where there's black-on-black crime going through the roof and getting worse. And the police officers, if they weren't even around, it would be absolute mayhem in these black communities. And so we really need to talk about these issues. David A. Clark Jr. finishing by saying, hey, police officers are in a very uncertain world, and for the most part, they're doing a great job. They're not perfect, but they're doing well. And this Eric Holder and Barack Obama attack on the police officers is wrong. And we cannot allow criminals just to roll out on our streets. We've got to really have accountability. This catch and release idea is bogus at the border. It's bogus with career criminals. David A. Clark Jr. has some valid advice and guidance, Kurt. And the reason I bring this up is because, you know, we had some interactions with the police. And I'm starting to see the patriots starting to become cop haters, Kurt, and I really resent it. I don't like it. Now, I realize we need to have cops obey the law, too, okay? Nobody should be above the rule of law. But we cannot just wholesale hate the cops. I'm telling you, there's, for the most part, the cops are doing a wonderful job. Are there some bad apples in the barrel? Yes. Do we need to fix it? Yes. But I bring this up because, Kurt, when we went on our event, we had some great interactions with the police officers, didn't we?
That's correct, Sam. Well, we had a number of times when we talked right with them. You know, of course, Rick Dalton, the vice president of the CSPOA, also had interaction. He'd show them his badge, you know, being a former cop. We didn't do that, but we'd hand out your card and, you know, talk with them. They're just, well, they're citizens of America as well. And in most cases, in my opinion, they're trying to be part of the solution instead of part of the problem.
Now people are starting to run around saying cops' lives matter, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point. Everybody's lives matter.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's how it's supposed to be, right?
I agree with that. That's an amazing idea. And I wish the blacks would say it, the cops and the people and Eric Holder and Barack and everybody would take that lead. Because I think it's true. And the reason that I bring it up is we went to the police officers and we said, hey, guys, here's who I am. I'm Sam Bushman. I'm a political talk show host, and I'm the vice president of operations at the CSPOA, and here's who we are, and we're here to support the AB 408, states' rights, property rights bill in Nevada. That's why we're here, and if you have any questions about our proceedings today, I'm going to be speaking, and if you have any questions about the rally, et cetera, let us know. We'd love to you know, talk with you about things. And so we were very welcoming to the police officers, Kurt, and we took time to shake their hands and thank them for their service and let them know who we were and what we were doing and why. And I don't have anything to hide, Kurt. I'm not afraid to let them know that. They didn't ask me for my ID. They didn't do anything goofy. They just said thank you. They shook my hand. They were very cordial, very polite. And they even helped Rick store his luggage for a little bit before he got a ride and stuff. And all I'm telling you is that I'm convinced that we need to have a different attitude towards the police in America. Do you want your kids to grow up and be cop haters? Do you want your children to be fearful of the cops? Or do you want to try to create an open dialogue and become friends of the police officers to where if the federal government, for example, says, hey, get Sam Bushman or get Kirk Crosby, I want to be able to have the guy, the cop that comes to my house that's supposed to, quote, do the bidding of the feds, I want him to go, wait a minute, you're talking about my buddy Sam? Come on. Look, I can get a hold of Sam on the phone. And we can just talk this thing through here. Hold on. We need to have that kind of relationship, Kurt, to destroy this divide and conquer tactic that's taking place in America now, part by training, part by fear, part by uncertainty, etc. And David A. Clark Jr. is right. We really need to work on this stuff. And I think that we got to lead by example. We don't want to be cop haters. We don't want to have a problem and a meltdown and just wait for a hair trigger event to just burn the barn down. That's just foolish, Kurt. You want to comment on that? I'm starting to see a divide among the Patriots, though. Some want to, you know, befriend the police, and others want to just hate on the cops. And I agree we need accountability for the bad apples, Kurt. Don't get me wrong. I'm not just saying, hey, when cops promote tyranny and tase people and abuse people, that we ought to just accept that. I don't think so. But I do think right now we got a little bit of problem knowing who's who, and I think we really got to start to make friends out of some of these police officers, some of these sheriffs and deputies and et cetera, et cetera. We really need to start doing that. We better do it fast because things are getting worse in a hurry. And I support David A. Clark Jr.'s comments. I think he's a little bit too much on the side that the cops are fine and there's no problem. I do think there is problems. There are problems. And I think that we got to validate everybody's concern at the table, but we got to be realistic in our assessment. We got to take the evidence and find solutions. I think it can be done, Kurt, and I think it starts with by being polite to the police officers. Those cops didn't give us any trouble at our event yesterday, not any at all. In fact, they were nothing but helpful. Would you agree with that, Kurt?
Yes, that's exactly right, Sam. And, you know, it's just, I mean, at least our experience with them, wherever we go, we, you know, even when we were in, Illinois, you know, where the sheriff had done some things that we think were pretty a bit of a problem. We never interacted specifically with him, but we did with his deputies.
I actually talked to him on the phone one time. He took my phone call, though, Kurt, so I've interacted with him a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
And he was plenty willing to spend time making sure that I didn't get a hold of him to talk to him in person, that's for sure. But we did deal with a lot of deputies and a lot of law enforcement there, too, and they were all polite to us and all respectful. And the way that I know that there's concern and there's fear on both sides is because the cops, right when we'd walk up to them at first, Kurt, I noticed at least when we went to Illinois, they were defensive. Because, you know what, they hear that a bunch of Patriots are going to come in town and we're all mad at the sheriff. And what do you expect them to think, Kurt?
Yep.
However, I'm convinced once they talked to us for about 5 minutes, I think they changed their attitude. Before you know it, a guy was talking to me about buying some camping gear from Teton, and they were talking about how they were outdoors guys. And I mean, it didn't take very long to where they understood that, you know what, we're not here to hate on them. We're not here to cause them problems. We do expect accountability, but we could do it in a peaceful, appropriate leadership type way. We can agree to disagree on things, but we can also double down on fixes and solutions. And I think they were paranoid a little bit about how we were going to behave, what we were going to do, were we going to cause a confrontation, what were we going to do. And I know they were a little bit defensive and on edge at first, Kurt, but I submit to you that quickly went away.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we need to do if we're real leaders, in my opinion, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Good point.
Anything else this hour to finish up on? The cops, Jesse Lee Peterson, David A. Clark Jr., the event yesterday. You know, we covered a lot of stuff. Very unique to Liberty Roundtable, I might add. And if you folks want to support the work we do, we could use your funding, by the way. You know, we don't just have a bunch of cash rolling around. But we'd love your support. And we'll take every penny you give us, and we'll use it for our news gathering and reporting purposes and the work that we do with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, the work on the radio, our travel, our public speaking, etc. LibertyRoundtable.com is the website. That's LibertyRoundtable.com. And we would love your financial support, folks. You can click on Help Us Grow. And you can really make a difference. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow. Now, if you want to donate to the CSPOA and help with the police officer discussion and circumstances, you can do that, too, at CSPOA.org. And since I've been gone for a couple of days, Kurt, I haven't even had a chance to check out the GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMac page to see what the numbers are there. But I think people have been donating and helping there, too. And I'd like to thank people for their support for that.
Yeah.
We really need to help Sheriff Mac pay those medical bills so he can get back to work defending America.
The number is about just a little above 38,000 with 970 people have contributed. Anyway, that's where they are.
It's $38,205, folks. We're working on making this grow. We got to keep working at it, folks. So, you know what? We appreciate your support. And I'm not at all. Let me just make this very clear before we end the program. I'm not at all dismissing police officers when they do wrong things, Kurt.
Yep.
I'm not at all. I just want to put it in perspective. And I know the road we're going down where everybody wants to start hating on the cops want to start hating the people, and everybody has mistrust. I know that's a recipe for disaster. And so I want to hold cops accountable when they do wrong things. I agree with that. But I would submit to you that when you really figure out the number of man hours or man days put in by the police every given year, and then the amount of problems that we really have, it's minuscule. The only difference now is in modern times, everybody and their dog becomes a media mogul. Combined with the mainstream press, you're seeing every single tidbit they do wrong. You never saw that before. So I don't know that I think the real problems have diminished or reduced, but it seems like they've been increased because of the laser-like focus on every single thing that happens. I mean, look, a cop does something wrong, you hear about it every time. And so we need to be very careful about that, Kurt, that we don't make things worse in our attempt to make them better. I would submit to you that following the Prince of Peace might be a great standard. And that relates to even when we deal with the police officers, Kurt. Just imagine that.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm going to ask a question to prove my point. When was the last time you prayed for the police officers to put their lives on the line every day to defend America? Have you prayed for the police lately? I submit you ought to. Just a thought for you. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can. We'll see you tomorrow. You want to turn your phone into a radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We're on the Roku player live and on demand. Look at the Liberty News, or look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. And libertyroundtable.com for live and on demand radio. Free. We the people can, along with the grace of the Almighty, restore America. You're going to help? This nation shall endure.